Bananas Ultimate Smoky Creamy Goodness. Bananas' peak season is from January through April, but you can enjoy this fruit any time of the year. Although you've likely enjoyed most of your bananas raw, they are one fruit that works exceptionally well in all types of recipes. From bread, puddings, smoothies, cookies, and muffins, their sweet undertone makes them ideal as a dessert item. With a light, creamy flavor, you'll find bananas are compatible with so many other ingredients like dark and white chocolate, coconut, blueberries, caramel, ginger, honey, sugar, vanilla, and many nuts. The best part? Is they work in recipes whether ripe, underripe, or overripe. The level of ripeness determines what you do with it. In this series, we're going to use the Gourmilla handheld food smoker with Menudo chips in size 8 from Smokealicious to get the perfect level of smoke using this quick, easy method. No spending hours over a traditional smoker and taking the risk of your bananas turning to mush. Get ready for a new flavor to your traditional banana for drinks, breakfast items, and desserts. Materials. I'll be using the Gourmilla handheld food smoker for this series, but any similar unit will work fine. In addition, you will need a cookie sheet, a food storage bag large enough to go over the cookie sheet, or you can use plastic wrap, bananas, any variety will do, Smokealicious Menudo chips in either size number 6, number 8, or number 10, and a lighter or kitchen torch. When selecting your bananas, look for evenly colored yellow bananas flecked with tiny brown specks, which indicates ripeness. Avoid those with any visible blemishes, as they usually indicate the fruit is bruised. Be sure you are doing the smoking process in a well-ventilated area or even outside. Kitchen hoods work great. Preparing the handheld smoker. A good rule of thumb prior to starting your smoking process is to be sure everything is in working order. Check the batteries of your handheld food smoker and the butane level of your lighter. You'll also need a few tablespoons of Smokealicious Menudo wood chips available. I'm going to use cherry today to keep the fruit flavoring marriage. Attach the smoking tube to the handheld unit and have a lighter at the ready. It is important not to overstuff the bowl of the handheld smoker with chips, as a little goes a long way. Now, place the Menudo wood chips in the bowl of the unit, being sure not to stuff. Remember, once lit, these handheld units produce a lot of smoke vapor quickly, so everything needs to be set up well. Preparing the bananas. I have a preference for using a small sheet pan or cookie sheet when I cold smoke fruits. It makes it very easy to expose the fruit to the smoke vapor without the need to rotate the food. As I want to get the good wood flavor to the bananas, I am peeling them and cutting them in 2-inch pieces, as this recipe I plan to use them in will require smaller segments. I then place the cut pieces on the sheet pan and then secure a food storage bag or plastic wrap over the pan. Be sure you are able to draw at the end of the bag as if you're going to tie it off with a twist tie. The ability to cinch off the bag is what will ensure that the smoke vapor produced is trapped within the food bag and infuses each piece. If using plastic wrap, leave one end loose so you can insert the smoking tube. The length of time you leave the smoke vapor in the bag or under the plastic wrap will determine the strength of the flavor. I plan to incorporate dark chocolate, coconut, and nuts with my smoked banana, so I will be filling the bag with smoke vapor and allowing it to dissipate on its own. Remember, you have control of when you release the smoke, so timing is up to you. The smoking process. My Gourmilla handheld food smoker is assembled and filled with wild cherry Menudo wood chips in size number 8 from Smokealicious. I now position the smoking tube within the sealed bag or under the plastic wrap if you are using that, and cinch the excess around the tube to prevent any smoke from exiting while the unit is on. I turn on the handheld smoker and light the Menudo wood chips. Once I have enough smoke into the bag, I will shut the unit off, remove the tubing, and seal the bag using a cable tie or tighten the wrap around the sheet pan. Can it get any easier than that? This will let you see just how long smoke vapor can last in a contained area. The smoky finish. As I see the bag start to clear of the smoke vapor, it's time to release the cable tie and be ready to remove my smoked banana slices for my recipe. So, what do you do with smoked banana? What can you think of? Essentially, any recipe that calls for banana can be considered for the smoked banana. I'll get you started with our upcoming series on smoked banana double bites that you'll fall in love with. Oh, don't forget, smoked bananas freeze exceptionally well, so put some away for those days when you want something made with the sweet creaminess of banana, and you'll have a great start.